Thanks for joining the Kids Ministry Collective podcast. Each episode of the KMC is designed to inform and encourage those who love kids and serve in kids and family ministry. Let's join in today's episode. For joining me on this episode of the Kids Ministry Collective podcast, the KMC as we like to call it. My name is Tom Bump, and I'm your host, and actually, I'm the guest today. Decided to do this one a little more introspective and also to share with my listeners something new that's coming out of the Kid Ministry Collective group. It's something that's been on my heart for a little while, and so I'm super excited to share it with you. Something that I shared on the Facebook group a couple weeks ago, about a month ago, that would be coming out. Took a little longer to get launched, but I wanted to do it the right way. I wanted to talk about why having a coach is so important and why it can be a game changer. I know a lot of leaders struggle with keeping balance with all the different things that have to be done. I mean, we're managing teams, we're managing calendars, we're managing budgets. Sometimes it's us, sometimes we have a team to work with. And so many times leaders I hear struggle with all these things. Feeling like they're burned out, feeling like they're all alone, feeling like there's no one to reach out to. We see a lot of, and the Facebook groups and all the different kid ministry groups, people just asking for help for some of the simplest little things that really should be easy and just flow out of the abundance of our creativity. Instead, we're reaching out because we're like stuck on just the simplest of where do I get this and where do I get that? And what do you recommend? And we're looking for other people to give us the answers rather than finding them ourselves. And so I wanted to share with you guys just something that God has placed on my heart as a passion project, something I believe this new season of ministry that I'm in and where I'm at right now could be, I'm hoping it can be of help to someone. We just believe that God is going to be doing greater things in our ministries, and we want that, but yet we're stuck as leaders. And maybe you're one of those leaders that for some time has felt stuck. Maybe you're asking yourself every Monday, is this really worth it? I'm doing this all by myself. Is it worth it? I don't have a team. Is it worth it? Or my team's a little dysfunctional right now, or I don't have a full team. Is it worth it? Maybe you're that leader that feels all alone and you're ready just to explode from the loneliness. You just wish you had somebody that you could vent to safely and talk things through with. Maybe you're the leader who's just not sure what to do next, and so that's why you're searching Facebook for the next great idea. You're looking for that next big thing, and so you follow other leaders on Facebook, and if they're doing it or they suggest it, you jump all over it, even if it may not be the right thing. Maybe you're that leader that's just unsure what to take next as a step, or whether you should even stay on where you are, or you're just feeling totally overwhelmed and lost. You know what? I can relate to every one of those things. I've been there. I've journeyed through those things. I totally, totally get it. And anyone who knows my story knows that I'm telling you the truth. I get it. And so the question is, what do I do? Because I asked that same question, what can I do? And I started begging God for fresh wind and fresh fire. And God, what can I do? And God very clearly showed me something. It was to get a coach, to get someone who could journey alongside of me, to walk with me, that I could question, that I could get answers from, or that could push me to find the answers. And let me tell you, if you're asking all those same questions, then my answer would be the same. Get a coach. Invest in yourself. Because let me tell you, when I finally said, okay, Lord, I'm going to do this. I'm going to invest in kingdom work in me. We don't often look at ourselves. Most of us are so self-sacrificing and self-giving that we never think about investing in us. And that's got to stop. If we're going to see a new movement of God and a new movement in our children's ministry, you don't need an online conference or a conference or anything else. And I love conferences. Trust me, I'm a conference junkie. I'll be at Orange Conference coming up very soon after this podcast releases. And if you're there, come message me. I would love to sit down and chat with you. But let me tell you, the best investment I've ever made was hiring a coach. Yeah, it cost me financially. My church didn't want to help me. But I decided I was worth it and that my future in ministry and to give God my very best, I needed someone who would walk the journey ahead of me to help me out. I had to put skin in the game. And I'll tell you, for all the thousands I've spent on conferences, I will never regret investing a couple of $1,000s in coaching. Yes, it cost me a couple $1,000s, but it was so worth it. Now, before you say, well, Tom, I don't have a couple $1,000s, trust me, if you want this bad enough, you can find it and you can do it. And some coaching doesn't even cost you thousands of dollars, and it still will be very, very worth it. But let me tell you about a couple things of why I believe it's worth it. Here's what having a coach did for me. Having a coach helped me focus on leading within myself. My coach challenged me to think about the way I was, my belief systems and what I valued and what my where my priorities were. He helped me get them specifically down on paper to see exactly how I was leading and who I was. And that was really important. Another thing that my coach helped me do was to define where I really wanted to go and what I wanted to achieve. What was God's dream that he placed in my heart for the ministry that he was letting me lead? You know, we spend time, you know, taking my priorities down, my goals, my dreams. We put them on paper and we began to look at them and get them into the right order and then create real action steps for me to move to accomplishing those, to starting to look at all the tasks that I was doing and saying, do they fit with this dream? Do they fit with the end goal that I have? And if they don't, I need to stop or I need to get rid of them. And my coach helped me define that very, very clearly. Another thing that he helped me do was he refined the strategy for me to lead, to take this chaos that's in my head. You know, a lot of us are creatives. Not every one of us is, you know, none of us are born organized, as my mentor would say. But we learn organization. And some of us, yes, are gifted better than others. For me, that's been a struggle for me. But I know where to go and I know how to get things done. And I know because God has blessed the ministry on my hands. But here's the thing. He was able to help me take that frustration of feeling lost and disorganized. And we put together a plan of how to make things happen. We learned to communicate with other leaders who had other giftings and be able to give them certain things so that I was able to do the things that only I could do. And that strategy helped me. It brought clarity to me. It got rid of the chaos. And it allowed me to see God work in even greater ways because of that. And then he also gave me a plan how to lead myself. I became more comfortable in my skin. I knew how I was wired through personality assessments and talking those through and how I could be a great leader no matter how God wired me. And so before coaching, I would have just sat in a rut, frustrated and ready to quit. But now I know how to look at what frustrates me and I either delegate it, I do it, or I quit it, plain and simple. And I don't feel bad about it. Because I know that I have to do what only God has called me to do. And the devil likes to get me distracted with lots of other things. And instead of struggling and fighting and kicking against something that's not moving, why not delegate it or quit it? You know, now I see things that I can give away instead of thinking I have to do it. I see things that I must do so we can move forward. And I see things that I have to just stop doing. And I finally realize it's not going to be missed because it honestly isn't. And then I started thinking about this. And here's a question I want to ask you. What's at risk if you don't invest in yourself? What's at risk? I asked myself that question. Tom, what's at risk if I don't invest in myself now? Because I keep saying, oh, someday I'll get help. Someday I'll get help. Someday I'll get help. When I get the money, when I get this, when I get that, when the time's right, when my calendar's clear. And it's not going to happen. Those are all lies of the enemy to keep you in a rut, to keep you from living powerful. And so I ask you again, what's the risk? For me, I was going to burn out. I was going to quit. I was getting physically, emotionally, spiritually unhealthy. I wasn't going to lead myself or my ministry to its full potential. So, what are the benefits if you invest in yourself? Well, for me, it was clarity. It was clear priorities. It was solid boundaries. It was an actual balance that I could see. It was health, emotionally, physically, spiritually. It was growth in my leadership, in my relationships, in my teams. And I got my joy back. I actually began to serve with joy again. And let me tell you, there's nothing greater than knowing that you are called by God to do one of the greatest ministries in the world and really to serve Him and do it with all the joy in your life. I know some of our listeners out there have been struggling with this. I've seen the Facebook posts of how lost and alone you feel, how burned out you feel. Why keep going that direction? Let me tell you, a conference, a webinar isn't going to fix it. We all need someone to step alongside of us. When Moses stood there with his arms held high, his arms began to fail. And he had two men step up and grab a hold of his arms and hold him up. That's really what coaching is all about. It's about having a conversation, an honest conversation, where someone who is outside of what you do can tell you the truth to say, hey, I'm looking at your calendar. You're taking too much. You got to cut this. A person that can walk through a list of people and start looking at with you about who can serve and who can you hand this off to, helping you find your priorities and your boundaries and balance, to talk to you about your health and to speak truth in love. See, my coach was tough and he often said some hurtful things, but you know what? They were bathed in so much love and concern for me, because he wanted me to be the best leader I could be. Why? Because then together we could storm the gates of hell. Let me tell you, if you're a leader who feels alone, lost, stuck, I want you to ask yourself, why would I continue to do this any longer when I'm missing out on doing greater things because of just fear? For me, it was fear. Fear of the investment, fear of what if it doesn't work, fear of whatever. But the enemy kept me in the rut. And so I ask yourself, if you're feeling that way, why would you want to continue to do that any longer? And then, what are you willing to invest to change where you are today for what you're dreaming of? When you think about getting a coach, here's one thing I recommend. This comes from, it's a quote from a book called Strengthening the Soul of Your Leadership by Ruth Haley Barton. And there's a great quote from Henry Nouwen that she uses. It says, the great illusion of leadership is to think that man can be led out of the desert by someone who has never been there. You know, what qualified Moses to lead the people out was that he had already been out on a journey of bondage himself. He had been through it. And he found freedom in God. And then God called Moses back to the people and said, I want you to lead them out. He'd already taken his journey through the wilderness. He'd already been there. And then he found God and he found refreshment. He found renewal. He found hope again. And because Moses did that journey, he was ready to lead others. Well, I'm excited to announce that I feel like God is saying, Tom, you're ready. And I want to invite you to think about having a conversation with me. And if it's not me, there's other coaches I would gladly recommend for you. But I want you to find somebody who's been there. I've been doing ministry for 30 years now, over 30 years, in children's and family ministry, student ministry. I've served in a various range of sizes of churches. I've been mentored by some great people who've poured into my life, and I continue to get mentored by them. And I've been through a lot of hurtful things. I've seen the ugly side of the church, But I've also seen some amazing, amazing things that God has done. And I can testify of his greatness and how he sustained me from times where I thought I was just ready to end it. I wanted to quit. I wanted to walk away from ministry completely and never come back. But God's been so good, and he's allowed me to heal and grow from my experiences. And I really want to serve others. I want to help. I want to have conversations with you to help you find clarity and steps for you to lead like you've been dreaming of leading. I want to help you regain your sense of passion and renew your calling to lead the way God has called you to lead. And let me tell you, you are worth the investment. So today on this Kids Ministry Collective podcast, I'm releasing for the first time the idea of Kid Ministry Collective coaching. Really, it's a mentorship more than even a coaching program. I want to have conversations with you. I want to walk through things with you. If it requires doing a little book study, we'll do a book study. But I want to walk through and help you on the journey that I've been through to where now I feel healthy and where I mentally believe God has me in a good place where I can serve. And so I want you to think about it. I'm going to customize a program for you that will help you where you are now and where you want to be. Now, I know this is probably going to feel really weird that you're feeling like, why am I listening to this podcast? Because this is so different. Well, I wanted to use this because I believe this is the avenue God gave me. And I want to share this with the Kid Ministry Collective community first. I'm not opening it to people outside the community right now. You've got to be a part of the Kid Ministry Collective Facebook group. If you're not, join that, and then I will talk to you. But you can go to my website, tombump.com, and there's a tab on coaching, and you can click on there that if you'd like information, it's not saying that you have to. I'll take a free call with you. We'll assess if I'm a good fit or not. We'll talk about the financial arrangements, and because I want to make this affordable for anyone who wants coaching. So don't think I don't have the money to do this. I will work with you on this. Most groups are going to demand $1,000 or more, and they're going to just give you videos and books to read. I'm not going to do that. Yes, you may get some books to read, and yeah, we may watch a couple videos together, but it's going to be customized to you. I believe this is something different than anybody else has to offer, and so I wanted to make this available to you, my friends, my peers, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and I want to help you be healthy leaders. I want to have the game changed for you. And I want to see God do greater things in and through you. I want to see you stay in ministry for the long haul. We need more 30, 40, 50-year veterans in children's and family ministries. Because that kind of stability sees generation and can see generation after generation come to know Christ and love him and go out and make more disciples. So, my friends, consider it. What's the risks? What's the benefits? Why would you want to stay where you are? Why do you want to keep copying and pasting? Why do you want to go to another conference or subscribe to some online thing when you can have someone to walk beside you? I hope that you'll consider joining me on a journey where I can walk along beside you. And we can see that even in the valley times, they're beautiful. So God bless you. Thanks for listening to this episode. We've got some more great episodes with some fantastic guests coming up in the future. So thank you. And if I can be of service, just go to my website, tombump.com, fill out that information, message me on Facebook, on Twitter, at PTBump. I'd be happy to help, happy to serve. So God bless you. Thanks for listening to this episode of the KMC. And I pray that God will do greater things for you. You've been listening to the Kids Ministry Collective podcast. We hope you've been informed, encouraged, and entertained for these few moments. If you'd like to connect with us, we encourage you to join the Kids Ministry Collective Facebook group or contact me on Twitter at PTBump. We'd also love for you to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. It'd also mean a lot if you'd leave a review for us so that we can help others learn about this podcast. Our goal of the KMC comes from Proverbs 27:17. As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. We hope you'll join us again real soon for another KMC podcast.